Hi, this is George Derzy from Clarity Consulting, and in this module we're going to take a closer look at UCMA 3.0. We'll also look at how easy it is and application endpoints using the Link Server Management Shell and the PowerShell commandlets. So let's take a closer developer-centric look at the building blocks here. We'll focus on the signaling side of things. We'll look at the collaboration platform. The collaboration platform is really a core low-level object in UCMA 2.0 and 3.0. It provides services to endpoints in your application, such as connection management and message dispatching. As a developer, when you're building your UCMA application, you're responsible for starting the collaboration platform, creating the endpoints that it's going to use, terminating those endpoints when your application is done, and then finally shutting down the collaboration platform after you've terminated your endpoints. You can use a collaboration platform in different ways. For example, you can have a server-based solution such as a contact center or a help desk that uses application endpoints and it provides services to your callers. You can have an application that simulates or users can log into. So a server platform with many user endpoints. This is a great way to simulate multiple connections. Let's say if you're building a test application using UCMA and you'd like to simulate the load of multiple users connecting to your application, you could create many user endpoints on your collaboration platform. Or you can use UCMA 3.0 really as a client platform where it's using a single user endpoint, simulating the user who signed in and you've authenticated as. In order to provision your application so that it's trusted by the Link Server infrastructure, you need to create a trusted application and a trusted application endpoint that you'll use to interact with your application. There's two types of application, or there's two types of endpoints. One is an application endpoint, such as a contact center or a help desk. This type of endpoint is used for a server-side application that's going to provide services to the callers. Or there's the user endpoint, which really simulates just a user connected to your application. Your collaboration platform can create one or the other or both. Let's visually see how this looks like in this diagram, the anatomy of a UCMA 3.0 application. So your UCMA application is represented by the collaboration platform communicating with the Link Server infrastructure. It can have multiple endpoints of different types. So it can have, let's say, two application endpoints and a user endpoint. You can have multiple conversations occurring on the application endpoint and a conversation happening on the user endpoint, for example. Each conversation, and we'll learn about conferencing in a little more detail later, exposes an instance of conference session that you can use to do ad hoc conference scheduling. But each application endpoint and user endpoint has only one instance of conference services that you can use to schedule and join conferences. Let's see how easy it is to use the Link Server Management Shell to provision a UCMA trusted application and then create a trusted application endpoint and publish its presence. Let's take a look at creating a UCMA trusted application and trusted application endpoint and then publishing its presence so that it always appears as online. We'll start by opening the Link Server Management Shell. So this provides a way to administer the Link Server using PowerShell. We're going to use the new CS trusted application PowerShell commandlet to create a new UCMA trusted application. So we have to specify its application ID. We'll call it Link Channel 9 App. And then we have to specify the Trusted Application Pool FQDN. Trusted Application Pool is a server that's configured to run UCMA applications. So this server, ts.fabricam.com, has been configured as a Trusted Application Pool. And finally, we have to specify a port to run the application on. So the application is created and you can see its details. We can verify that it's created by using the getcs trusted application PowerShell commandlet and specifying the identity of the application. And the syntax here is to use the trusted application pool FQDN / URN : application and then the name of the app. So as you can see, the details of the application here are retrieved. So now that we have a UCMA application, let's create an endpoint for the application. The endpoint is effectively the contact that you will use to interact with the application. So you'll make a call or an IM to this contact to interact with the UCMA application. For this, we'll use the new CS trusted application endpoint PowerShell commandlet. We have to specify the application ID that this endpoint is for. So this is URN application
link channel 9 app. And then also specify the trusted application pool FQDN for the endpoint. And again, this is ts.fabricam.com. We'll give the contact a SIP address. So let's call this SIP link channel 9 contact at fabricam.com. And then also give it a display name so that it has a friendly name when you look at the contact and communicator. So this is the link channel 9 contact. And again, we can use the get equivalent of the PowerShell commandlet to verify that it was created properly. So we'll use the get CS trusted application endpoint, and we'll set the identity to SIP link channel 9 contact at fabricam.com. And here you can see the details of the application endpoint. After creating the UCMA trusted application and trusted application endpoint, you can now publish the presence of the endpoint so that the contact associated with it always appears as online in Microsoft Link. So you can use the presence of that contact to signal the availability of your application. So that if the contact is online, it means that your application is up and running and users can interact with it by starting calls or instant message conversations with it. So what you'll see here is code that you would typically run when starting any UCMA application when you want to publish the presence of the endpoint. So we've separated this out into its own small Visual Studio sample to demonstrate that. Let's start by providing some settings to the application. We'll specify the application ID, so it's link channel 9 app. Note there's some redundancy here. This is because there's a constructor that you'll see in the code that takes both the application ID and application name as parameters. It does this for backwards compatibility with Office Communications Server 2007 R2. Close and save this. So when starting the application, first thing we want to do is get its settings from the Link server infrastructure. So we'll create an instance of provisioned application platform settings, providing the application name and application ID that came from our app.config. What this does is that using these pieces of information, now we know all the details about this application. If you've done any UCMA 2.0 programming, you will recall that this really was never this simple. You had to provide the name of the certificate authority, the GRU for the application, the port, all those details just to start your application. So now we just need to give the runtime the application ID and application name and let it take care of the rest. So using these settings, we'll start a new collaboration platform. The collaboration platform is a low-level UCMA object that's responsible for providing connectivity and messaging services to endpoints in an application, among other things. So when starting the application, we need to know the identity of the endpoint associated with the contact associated with the endpoint. So for this, we'll use the register for application endpoint settings method of the collaboration platform and specify a callback that will run when the application discovers an endpoint owner. So it'll discover a contact that's associated with the endpoint. And finally here, start the collaboration platform. We'll call the begin startup asynchronous method and specify the platform startup completed callback that will run when the collaboration platform is done starting up. So here we're in the platform application endpoint owner discovered handler. We're going to get the contact from the event args of this handler. So we'll access the application endpoint settings discovered event args application endpoint settings property and get the owner URI. So when the code reaches here, the console application will write the SIP address of the contact associated with this application endpoint. And now that we have this information, let's start and initialize the endpoint. So we'll get the endpoint settings from the event args again, and we're going to specify some additional properties. We'll set automatic presence publication enabled to true. This means that this Visual Studio sample is responsible for publishing the presence of this endpoint. We'll set the presentity type to automaton. So an automaton contact is different than a normal contact in that it doesn't have other presence values like away or busy. It'll always be online. We'll set the description of the contact here to always online bot. And then we'll create a new instance of application endpoint on this collaboration platform using these settings. And then we'll call the asynchronous begin establish method of the application endpoint and specify this endpoint establish completed handler to run when the application endpoint is done establishing. So here in the endpoint establish completed handler, we'll just get the identity of the contact and write it out to the console. We'll call endEstablish to complete the asynchronous operation, and we'll just write out a message: the endpoint owned by this URI is now established and registered. Let's compile. Let's run this. So when the collaboration platform starts up, you'll see that it discovered a contact associated with this endpoint. This is the application endpoint that we created in the previous example. And now you can see that the endpoint is now established and registered. So switch over to Microsoft Link. Let's find this contact. So let's search for it. It's Link Channel 9, contact at fabricam.com. And let's add it to our contact list. So you can see that this contact is online. If you look closely at the icon here, there's a little gear behind the profile picture that signifies that this is an application. So when you use this code as part of your UCMA startup code for an application, the application is now online and available, and users can see that, and they can start conversations with it. So you'll see that in later labs.
In this module, we took a closer look at the UCMA 3.0 SDK and learned how to provision an application, a trusted application endpoint, and publish its presence so that it appears as online.